Well, I want to introduce our musical drama this morning. I want to give you a little bit of a backdrop as to how it came about and what it's a little bit about. I've been doing a series here, a six-part series on addictions. We've been talking about addictions and how it's plaguing us as a nation. I gave the definition of addiction. I said, addiction is any compulsive behavior that limits freedom of human desire. It limits our freedom. We think of addiction as I could get and do whatever I want, but that's not how it plays. That's how it starts. The way it ends is it has you trapped. No longer is it your freedom to do as you wish. You're a slave to do as you must. We realize that it's a problem in the United States. I realize that one out of every 10 Americans has a substance abuse addiction. One out of 10 Americans have a substance abuse addiction. In 2017, we had over 70,000 deaths from drug overdose, with opioids, prescription opioids, leading the way. This has absolutely devastated us as families have been devastated by substance abuse problems. I know in my own family, my dad was an alcoholic, and it created a lot of problems in our family relationships, created problems inside of me, an abuse problem myself that I had to get through. But it's not just substance abuse. I was reading an article just yesterday. It said 70% of young men are struggling with pornography. They're stuck in it. They're addicted to it. And it's not just those things. There are lots of addictions. There's drugs and alcohol, but tobacco, caffeine, food, sex, pornography, gambling, TV, video games. Oh, don't say that. Internet, don't say that. Social media, cell phones. I was reading one article where a young boy was writing a paper on what he wants to be when he grows up, and the teacher took him aside and said, hey, I saw what you wrote, what you want to be when you grow up. You said you wanted to be a cell phone. Well, how do you want to be a cell phone when you grow up? And he made this comment. He said, then my mom and dad would spend time with me. Some things are stealing our relationships and the things that hold the fabric of families. But it could be shopping. It could be extreme risk. Competition. Exercise. Money. Nail biting. Politics. God forbid. Popularity. Sleeping. Winning. Work. Depression. Self-image. Anger. But we realize that everyone is struggling somewhere. All of us are struggling. We may not be an addiction point yet, but we're struggling with things throughout our lives. And even the Apostle Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said that he was struggling. In Romans 7, he says, the things that I want to do, I don't do. And the things that I don't want to do, I do. And then he said this, oh, wretched man that I am. And I think anybody stuck in abuse of addiction understands the wretched man that I have become. And then he gives the answer. Who will deliver me from this? And he gives the answer, Jesus Christ will deliver me. We talked about how do you get out of addiction. The number one way is that we need Jesus Christ in our life. We need God and His grace to help us out of that. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to break the bondages of sin. I love what Jesus did when early in His ministry. He was in his hometown of Nazareth, and it was on the Sabbath. And so he was there, and he was in the synagogue, and he was preaching from the prophets. And he happened to be at Isaiah 61. And we see it recorded in Luke chapter 4. It says this. Jesus stands up and says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Good news. He's preaching to us. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to heal those that are hurting in their hearts. And many of us, we know what it feels like to have your hearts and dreams dashed and your hopes dashed and your heart hurting. And Jesus said, I came to heal those hurts, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to set the captives free, recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the favor of God. He's telling us, I've come to bring you my favor. You're one of God's favorites. Do you know that? And I love the way he ended his discourse. He said in verse 21, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. I think he just dropped the mic right there. Done. It's over. Sat down. Touche. Enough said. He came to do that for us. Jesus came to set the captives, the addicts, the sinners, me and you free. We're free because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. I was listening to a TED talk and it was talking about addiction, and it talked about an experiment. This guy who was sharing it, he gave an experiment about two rats. They took one rat, put it in a small cage, gave him pure water, and then heroin-laced water. And that rat during that time just drank from the heroin-laced water. Well, then they took another rat, and they put him in rat heaven. They put him in this huge big cage with all these spinning wheels and all these things to do in there, and put him with a bunch of other rats in there. And they found out this, that he didn't drink from the heroin-laced water. He drank from the pure water. And then they came up with this amazing discovery. They said that the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, but the opposite of addiction is connection. Connected together. You see, Jesus came to set us free from sin and addiction, and to connect us to God. To connect us to people, other people, the body of Christ, people who will care, people who will help us. He came to connect us to a purpose. He's given you a purpose. He's given you a destiny. He's given you a reason for living, because he has plans and a future for you. And he came to connect us to a life, not just a life in this life, but one that looks for us in heaven that's eternal. You see, he's here. He's here for you. So please, sit back as we present Risen. He's here for you.
Come on, people. Look alive. Everyone's in the conference room.
Bend there. I like it.
Morning, boss. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hope you all had a great weekend.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
First on the agenda, nice work on the Bahamas Beachwear campaign. Our clients were absolutely delighted with the work you all did, from the social media campaign to the news spread and the media blitz. Great job. They're getting excellent traffic and great reviews. This week, we'll be wrapping up the magazine spread for the i7 Fresh Gelato line and starting a new full design and ad campaign for a book and movie release.
Whoa.
I got the logo!
We know. You always want first shot at that.
I'll do the web design.
Hey, maybe we should wait until we're given our assignments.
Yeah.
Tyler, Evan, and Jake, you will be doing the full design work across all media venues once you get the logo work from Mel.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Kate, you and Michael will be interviewing the clients since Clayton is on vacation. I have sent him with some prep work so he is on track when he returns.
Happy to pinch hit.
It is very important to understand the message they are trying to reach with this campaign. What kind of demographics are they hoping to reach? What kind of return are they looking for or hoping for, etc.? Take Trey with you as your cameraman.
Got it.
Emma, you will be taking the lead on all the layout for the print work. It is a big job since we have everything from magazine ads to full new release movie posters.
I'll do my best.
You always do.
So what's the title of the book and movie?
What is the title?
It's called Risen. He's here for you.
A religious movie?
Seriously?
They are excellent clients with a strong budget. I have looked at the specifications of this project, and I think you'll be surprised at how compelling it is.
Whatever you say, boss. We got this.
Brandon has just handed out a little pamphlet that the clients put together themselves, so be gracious. It's to let us know a little bit more about their project. To get you started on the messaging, this is their mission statement. Today, all across the world, we recall and proclaim a death, a burial, and a resurrection from the dead. For over 2,000 years, the story has been told of Jesus, who became the risen Savior and Lord of all.
And I really hope Jake gets here soon. Our first draft is due on Friday. We have to nail this. I really cannot afford to mess up and have to work this weekend. I've got plans.
You're so funny, Tyler. I've known you your whole life, and you've never failed at anything.
Thanks, man. But really, I think I gotta get going.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to join Clayton on vacation, just for the weekend.
Oh, cool. Sounds fun. Where is he?
He's camping up in the mountains. He's been there all week, but we're just going to get together with him on Friday night. Trey and his friend Johnny are coming along, too.
Hey, Jake. Nice of you to join us.
Sorry I'm late. I lost track of time again.
You know, you seem like you've been losing track of time more often lately.
Looks like we'll have to reschedule. And I'm going to be late getting the logo work from Mel. Maybe we can meet up again later, huh?
Hey, wait. Listen to this. It's part of the material they want us to consider for the back cover and promo wording. An empty tomb. A risen king. A story told to all nations. A story told for all people. But how, one might ask, does this affect us today? This is forgiveness, handed to us from our Creator. It's from long ago. It's for me. It's for you. John 3:16 states that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. His hand is stretched out still today. You know, Jake, you seem a bit distracted lately. I really hope everything's okay. Well, I gotta go. Wife wants to go to her book club tonight, so I'm on baby duty.
See ya, Evan.
Hey, you haven't answered your phone for hours. Jeez, man, are you still at it?
I was just working on some design draft ideas.
Awesome. Hey, let me see what you got.
They're not ready for review yet.
All right. I'll wait till you're ready to show them. I'll let your creative process simmer just a little longer.
Yeah.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See ya. What am I doing? I'm sorry. I've fallen so far. Forgive me, Lord. Sin can bring joy for the moment. It also brings regret. Dark thoughts we can't forget. The living Christ brings more than just a belief. It is repentance. It is forgiveness. It is acceptance. Jesus lives. And for us, it's a new life. When I stand accused by my regret, and the devil roars his empty threat, I will preach the gospel to myself, that I am not a man condemned, for Jesus Christ is my defense. My sin is nailed to the cross, my soul is healed by the scars. The weight of guilt I bear no more. Praise the Lord, oh praise the Lord. When my doubt and shame hang over me, like the arrows of the enemy, I will run again to Calvary, that rugged hill of hell's defeat, my fortress and my victory. My sin is nailed to the cross, my soul is healed by the scars. The weight of guilt I bear no more. Now I'm alive forevermore. Praise the Lord, oh praise the Lord. It is finished, sin is vanquished. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. All the glory, all the honor to my Savior, Christ the Lord. It is stand before the throne at last. His blood will plead my innocence. I will worship him with holy hands and raise the song that never ends of Jesus Christ, my righteousness. My sin is nailed to the cross. My soul is healed by the scars.
How's everyone doing today?
Okay.
Have you both read this thing?
I've just skimmed it.
Seems a bit overdramatic to me. The grip of the enemy rarely looks like chains, but the fun can quickly turn to darkness. The masquerade life of earthly gain becomes a trap. If you feel boxed in with nowhere to turn, know that there is someone who will reach beyond the barriers and pull you out from wherever you are.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people in this world that seem to fit that. Kate!
Yeah? There it is.
Come on, Kate. You look fine. In fact, it always looks good.
How would you know? You're a guy.
Both look camera ready to me.
Well, here we go.
Well, hello and welcome. You must be from Vibe Marketing and Design.
Yes, sir, we are.
So nice to meet you. I'm Kate.
Kate.
This is Michael.
Michael.
And our cameraman, Trey.
Trey, awesome. Well, we are so happy to have you join us today. We have a rehearsal going on in the back, but we got a couple of wonderful testimonies that the Sutherlands requested for you to record as possible footage for the trailer or the media campaign.
Well, show us the way.
All right, come with me. So, Michael, Trey, this is Jody.
Jody, nice to meet you.
Hi.
All right. Are you ready, Jody?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Michael, and this is Kate.
Hello, everyone.
And today, we're at the Christensen Community Center. Let's get started.
Hi, my name is Jody, and I'm a miracle. In 1994, I was diagnosed with my first cancer, then again in 1999, and then again in 2014. All of the emotions that come with that are just so amazing. But when I found out that my cancer had spread, I turned to God and found out that He was the one who was going to touch me. So my church family surrounded me in prayer for healing. Then I did my treatments, and then all of my tests, and then I met with my oncologist, and astonished, he said, "This just doesn't happen. I was cancer-free." God had completely healed my body. It was a miracle. He had saved me. And I know that He is risen.
That is incredible. He healed you.
He did. He healed me. He healed me. He healed me.
Thank you, Jody. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jody. We always love to hear that. Next, we have Jessamine.
Hello, my name is Jesslyn. I was born blind. I have not been healed of blindness, but I was also an orphan. And out of all the orphans in Africa, I've ended up in America. I'm part of a wonderful family and church. It was a miracle. Jesus found me, and I believe He is risen.
We are so glad that Jesus has found you. You too may have an issue or problem in your life that feels like it controls everything. It might not be cancer or blindness, but it's something very real to you. God cares for you deeply, and He wants to break those chains and set you free. He did it for me, and He can do it for you. It truly is a miracle. Jesus knows me, and I believe that He is risen. From heaven to earth, our Savior came. For us on a cross, He bled and died.
Yeah.
And cut. Great job, everyone.
Nice job, everyone. Hey, girls. I'm so glad you can make it.
Hi.
Hi. A caramel macchiato.
I smoke it with whip for me.
Extra hot vanilla latte. Double shot.
Just a water with lemon and 3 scones to split with the table. Thanks. Great. Hi, what can I get for you?
Okay, strawberry Italian soda.
That sounds good.
I'm glad you can make it.
Me too.
So, how are things? You sounded really down on the phone.
Well, it's everything. I'm failing at work. The kids are a mess. And my husband seems so distant. I thought I'd spend some time talking with you. At least coming to small group wouldn't hurt.
Of course. I'm always here to help however I can. I'll be praying for you. Jesus is listening and he cares.
Well, you've been through it all and you seem to be doing great.
It's interesting you say that.
Because I'm usually a hot mess.
Seriously.
We have this huge
marketing and design project at work
right now,
and it's really impacting me.
It's called
Risen. He's here for you.
That sounds challenging.
It is. At first, some of the guys were really upset because we had to do a
religious project, but it's not turning out like that at all.
What do you mean?
Yesterday, we went to the community centers to do interviews that the client asked us to do.
Yeah, and?
These are real
people. And some of them had been through so much.
They were healed, set free, put in families.
And even more than that, they're happy.
There was a bunch of people practicing for a community choir, and they were all so full of joy. I just can't shake that image out of my head.
That's awesome, Kate. What a powerful image of what God could do.
It sounds like they found the risen Lord. You know, he doesn't do us any good if we just leave him in the grave. He didn't just stay there. He rose to set us free, to heal us, to walk with us through all of the trials and circumstances of our lives. He knows us.
To all the bitter, weary ways, the endless striving day by day, I barely have the strength to pray in the valley low. How hard the fight has been, how deep the pain within, wounds that no one else has seen, it hurts too much to show, and all the doubt that held you in between, and all the weight that brings you to your knees, he knows, he knows.
Dark begins to shrink when we find the one who knows.
And all
all the chains that held you in between. One by one I'm starting to break free.
He knows, he knows every hurt and every sin. He has walked the suffering. He knows, he knows that your burdens come undone. Lift your eyes up to the one.
And he carried my burdens. He knows every part of me.
And he loves you.
He's here for you.
And all of us, too.
Hello!
You guys made it!
Sure did.
Good to see you guys. Good to see you guys. All right, man. Tyler, how's it going? Come on, grab a seat. Grab a seat. Glad you guys could make it.
Oh,
this is going to be a great weekend. Glad you guys are here.
Thanks for the invite, man. This is just what I needed.
Same here, man. Me too. Cheers.
Trey, throw me a Coke, will you?
Hey, Johnny, how do you know this goofball?
Oh, we live in the same apartment complex together. One day, there I am washing my car. Out he comes with a six-pack and a... We're neighbors. Let's be friends.
Well, glad you could make it.
Yeah, Johnny's a great guy.
Hey, Clayton, what do you think about that new project at work?
I think it's pretty interesting, if you ask me.
Just another job, if you ask me.
Well, I wasn't asking you.
That's where I think you're wrong, Trey. They have a pretty serious message they're trying to get across.
Just a bunch of religious mumbo-jumbo.
Hey, Trey, just cut it out, man.
Huh, tell me more about this project.
Well, actually, I was reviewing it for the last set of interviews that I have this week, and check this out. It's from their messaging packet.
What? You brought it with you camping?
Boss wouldn't let me leave without it.
You know, Clayton, always working.
Okay, listen up. Listen to this. In the book of Mark, chapter 5, Jesus met an insane man. Gripped by an unseen evil, he lived among the tombs. His mind held captive, but his longing heart still cried out for a savior to release him from the hellish mental chains. Today, the grip of alcohol and drugs knows no boundaries. The young, the aged, the college student with a promising future, each can turn away from God. And before they know it, their life is empty of joy and hope. If you feel as one who is slipping, know that there is someone whose hand is stretched out still. A longing heart can find new life.
Whoa. Heavy stuff.
Too heavy for camping.
Hey, I think you need to slow down.
No, I'm good.
I don't think you are. It seems like your drinking's gotten a little out of control.
Fine, I don't have a problem.
Joe, you might want to think twice about that. I drink Coke now, but there was a day, bro. I thought the same thing.
Man, shut up! Mind your own business.
Trey, why are you getting so upset?
You guys have no idea what I'm going through.
Probably not. But whatever it is, you're not going to drink it away.
We're all ears and no place to go.
I'm messed up, man.
Trey, it's okay. We're here for you.
Months ago, I left some camera gear at home. I went home to go get it. I found that Liz, some of her things were gone.
She
left because my drinking's gotten so out of hand.
I just don't know what to do. She was everything to me. I feel like my heart has stopped beating.
I can't imagine how incredibly painful.
I know my drinking's gotten out of control.
I just don't know what to do. If there is a God, he sure doesn't seem too concerned with where I'm at in life.
Hey, man, I've been there.
What do you mean you've been there? You have the perfect life, the perfect job, the perfect wife. You stand there holding the microphone with no cares in the world. Yeah, you've been there.
Yes, I have. 5 years ago, I was addicted to drugs. They had such a controlling grip on my life. I felt trapped and found no reason to live. I was within inches of taking my own life.
No. You?
Yes. And in that final moment, God put someone in my path. And for that, I'm forever grateful for his saving hand. So yes, from experience, I do know that he's here for you, and he's calling you to himself. He has helped me through so much, and I know that he can take you through this pain and be by your side through it all.
She broke my heart!
You're shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short, times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you that used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up. Take step one. Leave the darkness. Feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over. And your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the
light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Hope is reaching from a rugged cross, where a perfect love's recaptured all the innocence that's lost, and mercy's calling from an empty grave. So lift your eyes to heaven and hear your Savior say, tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. Until your heart to beat again. Your heart to beat again.
Have a seat. It's time to get started.
All right, here you go, man.
I have talked with the Sutherlands about the work you all did on their project, and they are very pleased.
Yes.
I know this stretched many of you.
It did, but I enjoyed the challenge.
Nice work on the logo and the trailers and the interviews. Yeah. You guys put your heart and souls into this. I know that this was very challenging for some of you.
I have to admit, it was a lot more interesting than I thought at first.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely a message that moved me.
You know, to be honest, I feel completely different than I did 2 weeks ago when we started this thing.
Yeah, I do too.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
This message impacted me in a way that nothing else ever has.
Yeah.
It went from, like, just a religious project to about really living life.
The interviews we did at the community center, they really impacted me.
You know, it reminded me of Sunday school. And believe me, that was a long time ago. There's lots of water under that bridge. But I have forgotten that he is risen.
I agree. He is risen. Yeah. Not only that, but he's here for me.
Yes, he is.
Today. He's here for me today.
Yeah.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
This project's even had an effect on me.
I've been changed.
Let me tell you, hold my hand. Stop this.
And I came to life. There's no more living in the dark of night. Now everything's alright. Book where you turn the page, and let me take the gonna testify how I was dead and then I came to life. No more living in the dark of night. Now everything's alright. I've been changed. I've been saved. It's a miracle.
I throw my hands in the air cause you heard my prayer.
A transformation radical.
I throw my hands in the air cause I know you're there.
I know it's supernatural.
I throw my hands in the air cause you heard my prayer. Yeah, yeah.
I've been changed.
Oh my, I've been changed. I don't even know my son could sing like that. Now they're going to expect me to do something like that. I've been changed. And that's the story of every Christian. I've been changed. Because every Christian wasn't like where they were. God did something. He came into their life because He came in mine. When I had my problems, battling with substances, battling with depression, the Lord came. He touched me. And all of us have something going on somewhere, don't we? Even if you know Him, at times we run through some things and we wonder, where is He? But He knows you. He knows where you are. And He loves you today. And sometimes we got things going on in our life and we just think they're hidden. But they're not. Other people know and they can see them. God just wants to be able to come in and touch you and change you. You know, I thought it was interesting with our tree that fell over. Everybody saw it fall over, right? Everybody said there's something wrong with the set. Everybody said somebody should fix that. And we were scrambling. But when someone came out, and we all knew it, something's wrong. But when someone came out and fixed it, everybody cheered. They didn't go, "Oh yeah, you finally caught it, you bozo." Everybody cheered. Everybody was excited about what was wrong being made right. And that's just what Jesus Christ wants to do in your life. He wants to take the things that are wrong and set them right. And it's not a thing that, oh no, oh, and it's a big worry, but it should be an ovation that everybody around you says, "I'm so glad what Jesus Christ did in your life because He set you right." It's not something we have to bemoan if we're in some sort of sin or secret sin or some sort of addiction or some sort of a problem. It's not something we have to keep to ourselves. Others know it anyway. But there's a joyous celebration that happens when Jesus Christ sets it right. Today, Jesus wants to set some things right in your life because He knows, because He loves you, because His favor is on you. Today, I'd like to take an opportunity for some of you that may never have asked Jesus into their life so He can set some things aright. Maybe you're here and you've asked the Lord in your life, but you're not really living aright. You're living fallen over. You need to be set back up on the right path again. Then this day is also for you, because I don't believe you're here by accident. You're here because God wanted you here to hear His story so He could celebrate with you as He sets you aright. Would you mind all just praying with me? Some of you for the very first time, and some of you maybe to recommit your life back to the Lord because you've been hurt. Maybe you feel like you've been hurt by the Lord Himself for something, but He's not hurting you. You just don't understand everything yet. But no, there's a loving Father in heaven who is here to touch you, to reach you, and set you aright. Would you mind praying after me? Dear Jesus, just everyone, I realize that I'm a sinner. I've fallen in some areas, and I need You, Lord, to set me aright. I ask You to forgive me of all my sins, to come into my life, fill it anew, fill it afresh with Your Holy Spirit's presence, and help me to walk out of these doors as a new creation in Christ Jesus. And for that, Lord, I thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a new day. It's a new life. And we need to close with this last song by, we need to shout it out.
Stop us, and nothing can hold us down. Death is defeated. Oh, Jesus, You have overcome. Here we go. We sing, and nothing can stop us, and nothing can hold us down. Oh, death is defeated. Jesus, You have overcome. So shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive in us. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive. You will never leave us. Your love is like the morning sun, shining down on us. Jesus, You have overcome, and You will never leave us. Your love is like the morning sun, shining down on us. Oh, Jesus, You have overcome. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive in us. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive in us. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive. Now everybody dance to the kingdom come. Everybody shout till the walls fall down. We will never stop, we will never stop, 'cause we are free. Let's go. Now everybody.
alive in us. Oh, shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive in us. Shout it out, He is risen. Our God is alive. Now everybody dance to the kingdom come. Everybody shout to the walls fall down. We will never stop, we will never stop. Cause we are free. Now everybody dance to the kingdom come. Everybody shout to the walls fall down. We will never stop, we will never stop. Cause we are free.
Oh my gosh. Wow, you may be seated. Great job, you guys. My goodness, man, that was awesome. I want to be able to shout it out, not be ashamed. You guys did spectacular. My goodness, I am so proud of you. Orchestra, all of the back behind the scenes and everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you to Curtis Troll and Kerry Vance, who wrote the script and did all of that. I want to just thank them. And Curtis also, Curtis is, this is one of his last productions. He's retiring. He's been on staff for 30 years, I believe, right? He's going to be retiring at the very first of next month. And so we're very, very excited for him to enjoy retired life. We're very, very sad that I won't be able to see him each and every day. Although, I probably will because he's my next door neighbor. So, anyway, I won't be as sad as the rest of y'all. But I just, we had over 100 folks that were involved in putting this on to you, and it's been our real joy and delight. And if you need further prayer, we have a team of people who will be right here to my right, your left, that will be here to pray for you. If you ask the Lord into your life for the very first time, I'd encourage you to come up here and just have these people pray and seal it in. If you need a Bible, if you need a hardcore Bible, I know there's a lot on the internet and that, but if you need a Bible to take with you, we got Bibles up here as well. We'll have them for you. And we just want you to know that we care about you. And we do services every Sunday at 10:30. We'd love to have you come back again. Don't make this a one-time deal, but come back again. We'd love to invite you into the family of God and see you get connected into things of God, because He has a great plan and purpose for your life. Another thing I want to share as well is I did that 6-part series, and it actually helped quite a few people. If you know someone, or you're struggling with some sort of addiction, or you know someone who is, I'd encourage you to get that series. You can go on our website, livingfaithfellowship.com, and pick up this 6-part series on addiction. It's addiction, and you'll have to kind of go back away in the media spot there, and pick it up. I think it will be helpful to you to help other people. I've had people saying, hey, could you put it together in a series and could you sell it and put it together? I just want to give it away for free. But I want to help you to help other people get out of those addictions. Well, we're so glad you're here. The last couple of announcements I have is the helicopter is going to arrive here in just a little bit. So all of those that are here for the helicopter want to see all that. You're welcome to go out and take a look. And all the kids are going to go out this door here and out into the field there. And the helicopter will be coming. So we're glad to have you partake of that. We got over 6,000 eggs that we're going to be dropping from the helicopter. So there'll be lots and lots of stuff. Also, we have a donut. We freshly baked donuts back there. You'll want to partake of all of that. There'll be some donuts in here and some out there. Also, we have a little sign back here. You can take a family photo or a selfie in that, kind of a little backdrop right where I'm pointing right there on the other side of that curtain. So feel free to take some selfies in that behind there and take it home, because you all look so nice this morning, and we want to remember all of that good stuff. But let me say as we close that it's been the cast and crew's, this church's pleasure to host you. It's been our great honor. And we pray that you would enjoy this Easter like none other, and let the Lord Jesus Christ shine through you to a world out there that needs to see a different picture of who Jesus Christ is and what He can do in a person's life. Thank you so much for being here with us. We love you all tons. God bless you, and be dismissed. 10 to 15 minutes on the helicopter, about 10 minutes out there.